Last time on Red Rock Mysteries.
Benny's had his share of trouble. Never thought he could attack anyone, though.
Ingram's place?
Barbed wire fence? Check.
We need to get out of here? Check. Ashley, get down!
Kids, get out of here. Can't you read? The sign says no trespassing.
Don't worry. We're leaving, like, really quick.
Hi, my name is Ashley Timberline, and I go to the Peak Academy of Dance.
Ashley, what are you doing?
We're having a fundraiser with these candles. I'm sure your wife would love one.
Ashley.
No, we don't need any candles.
What about your wife? Do you think I could talk to her?
Timberline, You must be Sam's kids.
Yes, we are. This is my brother, Bryce. You know Sam?
Flew some friends and me to Montana once. See him every now and then around town. Sorry to scare you kids like I did. We've had a problem with a couple of hoodlums lately.
Oh. I understand.
Harriet's not here right now. Let me see your catalog.
Here you go.
You can pick this up tomorrow after school.
Okay, thank you very much. Hey, Bryce.
Yeah?
Is it just me, or are things getting kind of weird?
No, it's just you. You're kind of weird.
Well, thanks for that.
Just kidding. Yeah, things are getting weird.
What you doing?
Research.
And?
I can't find the Ingram's phone number. And I checked the database of the Gazette, and there are no stories on Danny Ingram. Nada.
Huh.
What?
Out the window. There's a strange glow behind the rocks.
Well, maybe it's a UFO coming to take Marion for a joyride.
Come on, kids! Supper!
Coming! Maybe we can get Mr. Ingram to tell us more. Let's stop by on our way to school tomorrow.
Well, we'll have to leave right after breakfast. That means you'll have to skip all of your hair stuff.
I'll make it work. Solving a mystery is worth the sacrifice. I'll grab some toast on the way.
Done. Let's go.
You kids seem awfully anxious to get to school this morning.
Yeah.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, too.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, beautiful girl.
Okay, time to find out more about Danny Ingram.
Huh, the gate's open.
What do you think?
It'll take us 10 minutes to get to Mrs. Watson's park. That's if she doesn't say hi. Another 5 minutes to walk to school from there. So, we really don't have time to visit.
Okay, let's go.
What? Hey, didn't you just hear what I... Ugh. Well, doesn't look like anybody's home. Go.
Aw, look at the cute dog.
With three legs. Maybe they ate
one. Oh, will you stop?
Excuse me. How'd you kids get up here?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Ingram. The gate was open.
Walter's meeting with a reporter. He must have forgotten to close it.
I don't know if your husband showed you this.
Oh, that candle catalog. Yes. Shouldn't you kids be in school?
Well, that's where we're headed. We only have a minute. May we come in?
Well, I suppose.
It's not much, but it's home. Here, we'll sit at the kitchen counter.
Thank you.
Who's that in the photo? The guy in the football uniform.
Oh, that's our Danny. I suppose you've heard about him.
Yeah. The police haven't found him yet?
Let me see your catalog.
Oh, here you are.
I'm scared of what might happen.
What do you mean?
What might happen if they don't find him?
Hey, Ash, we're running out of time.
I know. You don't have to buy anything, Mrs. Ingram. We know how hard this must be.
The police think we're hiding Danny. But we haven't seen him in 2 weeks.
Why did he leave?
We tried to get him to come back, but he wouldn't. I don't think he could ever forgive himself.
For what?
It was an accident.
What accident? Around here?
No. That was before we moved here. It was early one morning when Danny was still in college. He'd gotten a summer job at a golf course near our home. He saw a dog by the road.
The one outside?
Yeah, Rex, right. Well, Danny felt sorry for the poor thing. He was going to give it something to eat at the clubhouse and bring it home that night. But something happened. It was awful.
What?
Rex got up on the front seat and got sick. Danny tried to move him onto the floor, but he wouldn't budge. Then it happened. Danny hit something on the side of the road. He thought it was an animal. But when he stopped the car and walked back, he found a man in the weeds.
Oh, no.
We knew him and his family. He was a great father, 3 little children. Danny ran to the nearest house and called an ambulance, but the man died on the way to the hospital.
Oh, how awful.
Danny felt terrible. The police talked about charges, but everyone knew it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody but Danny. He dropped out of school and he never went back to the golf course. He fell in with a bad crowd and started drinking. We moved here to make a fresh start, but Danny just couldn't get over it. He left the house about a year ago and he started living on the street. Every now and then we'd hear he was back in Red Rock and we'd try to get him to come home. Danny would never hurt anyone. Still, I'm really worried about him.
Mr. Crumpus says really nice things about him.
Bob Crumpus has been one of the bright spots in our lives. I've always thought the Lord could change my son, but I don't think he hears my prayers anymore.
Where do you think Danny might have gone? Bryce and I would like to help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd love to have Danny back, but even if you did find him, it's too late. Our son is gone for good.
Hey, you look deep in thought. Dreaming of a better lunch?
Yeah.
Where'd all your friends go?
I just need some time myself to think.
Well, I can sit somewhere else.
No, it's okay. I feel really bad about Danny.
Yeah?
I remember seeing him at the Toot Toot, and I thought he was just a bum. I judged him without knowing anything about him.
What's up with them?
It's Cammy and Tracy.
Well, they seem happy.
Yeah.
Lucky we took care of him when we did.
Yeah, everyone knew he was dangerous.
I hope they, catch him soon.
I just hope he's gone for good.
Hey, Ashley!
What?
What do you think they should do with that guy that attacked us?
Get his side of the story, for starters.
We know what happened. We were there.
Guess you're right.
So answer the question.
Justice. That's what I'm hoping for.
All right, men, listen up. Good practice today. Now the big picture. This tournament coming up is going to take all we've got, and I mean all. That means we're going to focus on fundamentals, running, passing. We'll work on shooting later. I want you all in the best shape you've ever been. Now, we've defeated every team we faced, except Coronado. So I feel good about our chances. Yeah, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in the same year, but I've got a strategy for that big guy of theirs.
Use Bryce's head for defense.
Yeah, thanks for that, Duncan.
All right. Now hurry up and get out of here. I've got a date with my wife tonight.
Hey, Duncan. I noticed you were sitting with Cammy and Tracy today.
Yeah? What about it? They're cute. They like me. It happens.
Yeah, right. You better watch yourself. Somebody told me Cammy's dad is as mean as a snake.
Mean isn't the word for it. And it's not a real dad. It's her stepdad. And you know how they can be.
Well, they aren't all bad.
Well, her mom isn't much better. I heard she yelled at the librarian and threatened to beat her up. And Tracy's parents are a whole nother story.
Well, just be careful. Girls can be dangerous. Okay, I gotta go.
See ya.
Have fun.
Come on, Tim. I think I owe them that much, don't you? No, I disagree. You've never been in my situation. How could you possibly know?
Hey, Sit.
Oh, hey, Bryce. Look, I've got to go. Yeah. All right. How'd practice go?
Fine. Who was that?
It was just business.
And none of mine?
Something like that.
Ashley, honey, can you get some sweet corn out of the freezer?
Sure. Huh. That's weird. Mom, we must have used the corn already. I found some peas.
You hate peas.
All I'm saying is, give peas a chance.
Oh, brother.
Hey, Bryce, want to take a quick ride out behind the Red Rocks?
No, I've got homework.
You know, I've been thinking.
Now we're in trouble.
If life was normal, would there be any mystery to it?
Whoa, that's deep.
Speaking of mystery, there's a mystery behind the rocks.
What do you mean?
Okay, just to clarify, I think there's a mystery. There's stuff missing from our freezer. Again, there's sweet corn.
Ah, terror of the sweet corn bandits.
Well, remember that weird glow the other night?
The UFO?
Seriously, it was near the praying hands.
I still don't get that. Those rocks don't look anything like praying hands. It's more like two porcupines rubbing noses.
Whatever. Come on, let's find out what's going on. It's pretty loose through here. We better slow down. Whoa!
What?
Look!
What is it?
A melted piece of plastic.
Wow, pretty scary.
Oh, will you stop? Look at the white swan near the top.
And?
Well, that's our brand of corn.
Dump, dump, dump!
Oh, will you be serious for a minute?
All right, here I am. Serious. Seriously.
Ashley, my dear sister, one could easily conclude that the alleged plastic bag with the alleged white swan could have easily blown out of an alleged trash can. Allegedly.
Yeah, but how did it melt?
It's part of the Sweet Corn Bandit's plan to melt planet Earth. Starting with bags of frozen corn, it's all downhill from here.
Come on, let's check behind the rocks. See that?
The porcupines rubbing noses?
No, the cave at the bottom. If there was a fire inside there, we'd be able to see it through their praying hands, or the porcupines' noses.
Maybe the porcupines are praying.
The point is, that might have been the strange glow I saw.
Well, we better get back before it gets dark, and the sweet corn bandit melts another plastic bag.
Mountain lion! Ah!
Mountain lion attacks usually happen in summer, not spring. Weird.
That was way too close.
We're far enough away now. Mountain lions usually don't feed early in the day.
They feed when they're hungry.
Let's go. Hey, Sam went out to the store, right?
Yeah, why?
Oh, nothing.
Your nothing is always something.
I'm just gonna do some investigating in Sam's office.
Ooh, can I come?
It's too dangerous. Who knows? There may be some melted bags of corn. Okay, let's do some checking here. Utilities, car repair, S Corp current, whatever that is. Wait, what's this? Letters. Washington, D.C. Dear Mr. Timberline, I am pleased to hear that you have settled into your new home. I trust things are going well in this difficult transition.
Rest assured, many here are aware of the sacrifice you've made for your country. If there's anything we can do for you and your daughter, please don't hesitate to ask. I'm hoping one day you'll be able to return to Washington when we apprehend the perpetrators of this heinous crime. Godspeed and success in your new business. Maybe one of these days you can fly my family and me to one of the ski resorts out there. Whoa, it's signed by the Director of Homeland Security. Okay, better put this back. Oh no, the file's too full. If I can just yank it out. Ow! Okay, if I can get this drawer back on the tracks, then... Wait a second. What's this? This must have fallen out of the drawer. Ah, got it. Looks like a really old letter or something. Postmark is smudged. From Marshall Faulkner. Addressed to Lynn Vickers. Huh. Oh no, Sam's back already?
Is that you?
Yes, sir. I'm in the exercise room.
Well, good for you.
So, did you find anything?
I think so, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, look what I found. Two articles from the Gazette. Local girls talk about safety. Cammy Michaels, 14, and Tracy Elliott, 13, mm-hmm. know what it's like to be scared. Since last week's alleged assault in Red Rock, the girls have used their terrifying experience to teach young children about protecting themselves. Tracy said in an interview from her home, "When they hear about us getting tied up and threatened, their eyes go wide and some of them start to cry. We want them to imagine what it is like so that it won't happen to them." "We still have the duct tape he used to remind us of what happened," Cammy said. "I will never forget that day." Something bothers me.
What do you mean?
I don't know yet. There's something not right here.
Well,
okay, here's more. Okay, this one's about Mr. Ingram. Look at the photo, holding a picture of Danny in his football uniform, back when he looked normal. Mr. Ingram looks so sad.
Yeah.
Okay. "I can't imagine my son hurting anyone, but I have to believe their story. However, if you knew my son a few years ago, if you would have seen how hard he worked, you wouldn't believe he could do this. He was a wonderful student. He was creative and enjoyed sports. He climbed mountains and once won a contest for imitating animal calls. I just hope we can get him home before something happens to him." Bryce?
Yeah?
You seem nervous or something. What's wrong with you?
Okay, I feel like I have a nuclear bomb in my pocket.
What are you talking about?
This. It's an old letter I found squished up inside Sam's desk.
It smells musty.
It's old, real old. And check out this weird stamp.
Looks like it's German. Who's Lynn Vickers?
I have no idea. It's from Marshall Faulkner.
Maybe Sam bought the desk used, and the letter is somebody else's.
Maybe.
Well, are you gonna open it?
Okay, here it goes.
Looks like a birthday card.
Yep, let's see. "Dear Lynn, just sitting here thinking of you and how much I wish I could be there to help you celebrate. I'm Xing the days off my calendar for when I return stateside. I still can't believe we're getting married. That you would have me as your husband makes me the happiest man in the world. I hope you haven't had second thoughts. Training is almost over and I can't wait to see you. I carry your picture with me every minute of the day. The other guys are jealous when they see it, by the way. I'll toast you on the morning of your birthday. All my love, Marshall."
Hey, let me see that.
Here.
Notice the handwriting?
Yeah, it looks like Sam's.
Is Marshall his nickname, maybe?
But that doesn't make any sense. The last name is Faulkner.
And who is Lynn? What if this was Sam somehow? And what if Mom found out about this?
Will you stop with the gasp of drama?
No. Bryce, look outside.
What?
I saw someone come out of the barn. Quick!
Are you sure you saw someone?
Positive.
And you're positive it wasn't Sam?
I'm positive, I'm positive.
So where'd he go?
He came out the door and ran for the rocks.
You think it's him?
Maybe, but...
What's going on?
Sam, we've got to call the police.
I saw him, Sam. I saw the guy.
Where?
Right here, coming out of the barn. He ran for the rocks, but... Wait, if it's Danny, he must be scared out of his mind. Just trying to survive.
This guy is wanted by the police.
Quick, up to my office. Here we go.
What's this?
Night vision scope.
Night vision?
Here, Ashley, just point in the direction where you saw the guy run.
Okay.
So you think it's Danny Ingram?
Well, maybe.
Keep looking.
Okay. It's a little weird to see through this thing, all the...
What?
There's the guy! He's on the ridge!
Gimme.
Okay, it's time to call the police.
Well, wait, please don't. I need to tell you something first.
Uh-oh. The guy lost his balance or something. Like, he fell into a hole.
What?
Come on, let's go. If he's hurt, we'll need to find him fast.
I think he's been surviving on food from our freezer. And something tells me he didn't hurt Cammy and Tracy.
What, you think they're lying?
Hold on, everybody. I'm gonna take a shortcut right around here. Bryce, grab the flashlight out of the glove compartment.
Yes, sir.
Coyotes. Are they warning us?
Oh, that reminds me. We heard a mountain lion here yesterday.
And you came back? Come on, stay close. Danny? Danny! That's pretty narrow up here. Watch your step.
Bryce, what's that?
Huh.
Listen.
Sam, point your flashlight down here.
Okay.
There, look!
What's going on now? Did they find a mountain lion? Or Danny? Or maybe it's a UFO that crash-landed? No, really. I'm thinking this could be connected to that mysterious red glow they saw behind the rocks. And the missing bag of sweet corn. And the three-legged dog named Rex. And here's something. What's up with that love letter stamped from Germany signed by some guy named Marshall Faulkner? And why does his writing look like Sam's? Has a lot of mysteries to unravel. But there is something even more important for us to unravel. Let's rewind a bit back to something Ashley said. Remember this?
I feel really bad about Danny.
Yeah?
I remember seeing him at the Toot Toot, and I thought he was just a bum. I judged him without knowing anything about him.
Yep, I've done that. I've judged people without knowing anything about them, just by how they look. I wonder if you've ever done that. If you have, then I'm thinking we can both learn something here, right? Sometimes when you see that weird kid at school, you know the one I'm talking about, you might think he's kind of strange because his clothes are different, the way he talks is different, his hair looks weird. But here's the thing, I'm gonna challenge you guys to try something the next time you see that kid, school or in your neighborhood. I want you to ask God to help you see him the way that Jesus sees him. You know, Jesus hung out with all kinds of people, and the rejects of his day were some of them. I mean, the sinners, the poor, the tax collectors. Those guys were really hated. Now, why do you think Jesus did that? I'm thinking it's because Jesus saw past what everybody else saw in those people. I mean, he looked right into their hearts, and when he did, he found a treasure. When you really see that weird kid the way that Jesus does, he's gonna give you compassion for him, and he'll help you see into his heart. And just maybe, when God gives you the nudge, you can talk to him about how much Jesus loves him. And once you see somebody the way Jesus sees them, you can't help but love them too, and discover the treasure that they are. Red Rock Mysteries is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Stolen Secrets Part 3, was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Post-production by Todd Bastide, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. There's more wild stuff, weird stuff, and wow stuff ahead. And it's all coming up on the very next episode of Red Rock Mysteries. Don't miss it.